Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
A British CEO has sparked a firestorm, I suppose, on LinkedIn after asking the public whether he should grant paternity leave to an employee who had just purchased a puppy. This is for real. I kid you not about this. One dog trainer says that taking time off work can help pets to settle into an unfamiliar environment. Well, Mairead Leahy from Aravets in Tipperary Town joins me now. Good morning to you, Mairead.
Morning.
Good to talk to you today. Should workers get 3 weeks off paid leave to bond with their new pet, Mairead?
When I was looking it up, it was 3 weeks, you know, to work from home. I don't know if that's what way it was working, was it?
Well, what he put out there on LinkedIn was that, you know, paid leave. And so I presume that means leave, yeah?
Well, sure. I'd obviously be all for that, I guess. But then, like, I don't know about how the pets would react then when people go back to work. Like, that time should be used to prepare
the pets
for going
point.
Back to
work.
Because, like, if you're sitting at home 3 weeks at home and then all of a sudden they're gone back to work again, that would be my worry about it. That time should be used to prepare someone for going back to work. If the companies actually did care about the pets and all that, you know, if that was kind of their agenda with it, I would be suggesting to organise maybe some sort of training thing while they're doing it for separation anxiety and things that the pets would be trained. I feel with companies it might be more of an employment kind of ploy. You know, kind of, I think every industry is struggling at the minute to get employees, so I think that might be their main aim, which obviously
that's interesting. Yeah, and of course we're hearing about these tech industries and how they're trying to attract people and keep them working for them.
I feel like it's an attract thing for people, you know, to try and get people in working for them, which obviously, you know, I have no issue with. But if it was actually, if they do have the pet in mind, I would suggest maybe some sort of there's webinars and all that there for separation anxiety. I don't think having someone at home for 3 weeks long term is going to be much of a benefit for a pet.
We saw that in COVID, of course, where, you know, we were around our pets all of the time and then suddenly back to work. And there were issues around that as well, Mairead.
Yeah, I'm doing a series of webinars at the minute, like myself, to learn about separation anxiety. And it's such a big issue and it's so complex. And like, just having people at home looking after their pets for 3 weeks and then all of a sudden going back to work is possibly the worst thing you could do for your pet. So that time should be spent training the animal about separation and not always relying on the human being there, because 3 weeks will go and come very fast. So I wouldn't see it as a time for just sitting at home, walking your dog, doing all those kind of things. I'd be more like, it's a time for training and putting things in place for when you go back to work.
Well, this CEO, he organised a poll anyway of people and he put the question to them. And
I didn't check it. But
yeah, 61% of people. Yeah, 61% of people believed that he shouldn't grant leave to the owner of the new pup, and that it was a lot of nonsense. And some people were rather insulting about it, one thing and another. But as far as you're concerned, it's not a great idea anyway.
Well, like, it's a good idea if people use it in the right way. Like, I don't feel that the companies, now, I'm open to correction, but I don't feel like the companies are doing it for the good of the animal or the pet or the owner, really. I think it's an employment thing. Like, it's an extra perk that they're offering to try and get people to come work for them, which is fair enough. I'm not saying anything against it. But I would be more for, if you do actually want to help the pets and you do want to settle them in very well, I'd be more for encouraging those people, when they take that leave, to use that time to train your pet about separation, because...
It's interesting that you're studying this anxiety in pets yourself. Are you coming across this quite a bit now, the anxiousness in
pets? So, like, what I found interesting, what I've picked up from this thing for the last 2 weeks, is there's different types of separation anxiety. So people talk about it as being an anxiety that the pet is scared when they're at home, alone and all that. But it's also, like, not necessarily anxiety. It might be a need or a want that the pet has. So they might want to play, or they might want food, or they might be bored. So it's not all about the pet being anxious. Like, if I leave Milo at home and he's not in his little area, which is pretty much his crate, he will go into the bin and he'll eat food, or he'll jump up and he'll take food off the worktop. Milo would never do that if I'm in the house.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he's stressed or anxious when I'm not there. He has a need or a want that he wants to fulfill, and he's bored and he knows that he can do it. So a lot, there's a bit of pressure on owners now about not like medicating and all that kind of stuff, and it may not necessarily work, you know, because there could be loads of reasons. And the best thing that you can do if your pet you feel is suffering from a separation anxiety while you're at work is get a camera and record exactly what's going on. There was another instance where the dog, they'd come home and the dog had pooed everywhere and chewed things apart, was barking, and they put a camera on, and during the day there was a noise going on in one of the neighbours' places. I don't know if they were doing work or something. And it was that noise that was setting the dog off inside in the house. He was absolutely petrified just at that time. Every other time in the day, he was just there, you know, in his crate.
Isn't that very interesting? Right, so it was just the one time.
One little thing. And like, you come home and you're like, oh my God, my dog has absolutely wrecked the place all day long. He's been so stressed. But in between those, that noise going on, so that noise might have happened at 11 o'clock, they're saying, in the day, like between 9 and 10, and then from 2 o'clock all the way on till 6 when the owner came home, the dog was perfectly fine. So it was just for that little bit of time. So setting up a camera and recording exactly what's going on at home is a really good idea if they're struggling.
Very good idea indeed. Now, speaking of anxious pets, of course, Halloween almost upon us, and fireworks and all of that. Now, you come on with us every year and tell us about this, Maureen. This can cause real anxiety in pets, can't it?
At this stage, there's no point trying to train the dog. Like, you know, that will be after the fireworks, you know, trying to desensitize them, you know, putting the sound on and desensitize them. So I won't even talk about that now. We're going into fireworks season now. So number one is get your pets get them chipped. And if they're already chipped, get them scanned. Do it today. Don't put it off. Get them scanned to the vet. Make sure your chip details are up to date. That's number one, that if the pet does go missing, that he can be returned home. Secondly, if your pet really, really, really hates fireworks and is going to lose its life, please go to your vet today and get medication for him, because there's nothing you can train them to at this point now that will help, because the fireworks are going off, and if they're really stressed, you need help. Do you know what I mean? So after this, that's when you can do the desensitization and the training and the crating and all that. So basically, if your pet gets really stressed, I would try and get a little bit of medication on board for the Halloween season, and build them a den. We have a den set up inside here in the clinic, so if there's anyone local wants to pop in, they can see our den. We have it built here to show people what to do. And so build them a den and take them for a walk during the day of Halloween night. Take them for a really long walk and just, you know, that their energy is gone. And give them a nice meal in the evening time and put them into their crate. And if they're one of those pets that are just going to get so stressed, go and get some sort of anti-anxiety medication to get them through that night.
But it can be a very difficult time for them, can't it?
Yeah, it's horrible. And just make sure they're, like, the amount of pets that go missing, so make sure they're secure and chipped. Cats and dogs.
Right. The other thing, and I don't think we spoke about this before, you know, the trick-or-treating thing?
Yeah.
Can that be an issue for them as well, with strangers coming, knocking on
definitely,
the door?
Definitely, sure. Yeah. And they're all dressed up and they're screaming and roaring. Definitely, like, I always keep them in a back room away from that at the minute. Unless your dog is a social dog and they like to go out and meet and greet. But keeping them in a back room and watching out if you have a big bowl of chocolates or anything left out, you know, to give out to kids, that your pet doesn't get into them. Or gummy sweets, the gummy sweets are dangerous for them as well.
Okay, very good indeed. Are you looking forward to, you have your big open day, don't you? That's coming up pretty soon.
Coming up in 2 weeks, tonight we're having a vet CPD event, and then in 2 weeks we're having our open day. So we're going to have a dog show and we have a few different things organised as well for the day. So I can't wait for that.
Very good.
One year here already.
1 year in the new building already?
Yep.
Oh, yes. God, where did that year go?
This week last year was our first week in here.
Isn't that incredible altogether? Yeah. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Look after yourself, Mairead. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that's Mairead Leahy there from Aravets in Tipperary Town. And they're 1 year in that gorgeous old building out on the Limerick Road there, if you're familiar with Tipperary Town.